We're in Simen Shin Gimel. We're up to Sif Yud, and we'll be doing Yud through Yud Dalad. Lo seitzei b'tabash yesh alei achosen. A woman should not be wearing a ring, a signet that has a chosen, which was used for sealing, for actually making sealing the person's signature in wax. V'miyotzo chayeves. And if she wears it, she's chayev. Because it's not normal for a woman to wear that as jewelry. A tabash yesh lachosim is something a man wears, not something a woman wears. On the other hand, it's not so abnormal for us to say that it's not derech hotzah. Because sometimes her husband will tell her, will you please take my ring home, and she'll put it on her finger. Ukasheina lachosim, whereas if you're talking about a ring that does not have the seal on it, lo seitze vim yotza ptura. That's usur, but only usur midrabanan. Why is it asur midrabanan? Because she'll show her friend and then end up carrying it home. Sif Yud Aleph. Lo seitze bakuliyar. What's that? V'utachshit shekosheres bo maftechei chaluka. That's what she ties the hooks of her chaluk with. V'lo bekoveles v'ukesher shekosher bo bosom shereich tov. And also not a koveles where she would have perfume in it. Now, in terms of this kuliyar, you have to say that it must be something that's more ornamental and less functional. If it were really simply something that's made to close the clothing and nothing more, then the halacha would be mutter. With regard to the koveles, which is that piece of material in which you wrap up the besom, the bosom, you wrap up the perfume. If there is no perfume in it at that time, the halach is that she'd be chayiv, would be hotzame daraisa. Sif Yud Beis. Im chaser achas mishineha. She lost a tooth. Umesima acher bimkomo, and she's got another tooth in its place. Imu shel zovlo seitzebo. If we're talking about a tooth that's just sitting there, it's one that is removable. And it's made of gold, so she should not carry, she should not walk out with it. The kivin shemeshune b'mar mishar shinayim. Since gold is so much different than the rest of her teeth, we're afraid that people are going to notice, they're going to laugh at her, so remove the tooth and carry it home. Aval shel kesef, whereas one that's made of silver, shadoma l'shar shinayim, which is similar to the other teeth, I guess because the silver used to get black and teeth were often black in those days, a mutter, v'kolshkin shein da adam. Because those you wouldn't remove. You don't walk around removing teeth. The only reason to remove a tooth is people will laugh at you. Sif Yud Gimel. Lo seitze b'min ala karua lamala. Similarly, not to walk out wearing a shoe that is torn on top. The machku ala Allah, since it's on top, it's noticeable and people will laugh at her. Vasil asu, and she'll end up carrying him home. V'lo b'min al chadash shema lo yovel midasa. A pair of shoes that she hasn't really tried on yet, she hasn't worn for even for an hour, we're afraid that she'll realize it's not her size and people will laugh at her. Elim ke nistol aleches bo me esmol shulamidas, unless yesterday she already tried it out and realizes that it fits. Aval ish mutter shein ma makbid kolkach. A man is not makbid. Hago uvishar malbushu be lochash afilu beisha. And in other clothing, even if it's not exactly her size, we're not choshish for it. Meaning, if she didn't wear it before Shabbos, she can wear clothing for the first time. We're not choshish that it looks so funny that people will make her laugh. The people will laugh. It'll make other people laugh at her, and she'll end up carrying it. So la halacha, what it's saying here is that shoes, for anyone that may end up being laughed at and end up carrying the shoes home, they had to have been tried on before Shabbos. Sif Yud Dalad, Yotzis Bechutei Seyar, this is not referring to a sheidel, this is referring to actual strings of hair that she's incorporating into her headdress. Yotzis Bechutei Seyar, Bein She Masuya Misara, whether it's her own hair that was cut, O Miseyar Chavrita, or another woman's hair that was cut, Vafilu Miseyar Behema, even from the hair of an animal. As long as you're not talking about something that is ridiculous for her, meaning she's young and she's wearing one of an older person, or she's older and she's wearing one of a younger person, because then eventually she's going to take it out because people are going to laugh at her.